You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
So today we'll be talking about volunteering with Crisis at Christmas, and I have Wayne in the studio, and we'll be talking about our own experiences. Now, every year Crisis provides companionship and support to tackle loneliness and isolation and helps people take their first steps out of homelessness. I first volunteered at Crisis 4 years ago, and I found it such a positive experience. Now, Wayne, what was your experience like, and what made you join?
Well, my experience, to be honest, it was a lot more. There was a lot more going on than I'd expected. I mean, I initially applied to help out in the kitchen, but that seems to be quite like the popular job to do. So that position went. So yeah. The only thing that was left was the technical side in the computer room.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, what would they want me to do in there? Do you know what I mean? I wasn't sure what they actually wanted us to do. But I applied for it anyway, got through. And basically, I was just there to kind of see over the computer room. And you'll have people that will come in. And you'd think it's going to be like a lot of technical aspects to help out. But really, it wasn't that at all. People just they were there just to go onto YouTube or on Facebook or email, that kind of thing. And and one of the things that I noticed was a lot of the people that came in to our department, they were just there to communicate with probably family back home. We had a lot of Eastern European come in there. There was one guy there. He came in there just to do his CV. I mean, he was sleeping rough.
Yeah,
but he was there to complete a CV, and he seemed quite focused in spite of his condition, and that kind of impressed me as well. It was just knowing people's kind of general story that it's kind of inspiring, really, you know.
Yeah, and the services they provide are actually really incredible.
Fantastic.
It's mind-blowing in terms of what they actually do for the homeless people, and
it was impressive.
It
was impressive because I noticed that they had hairdressing there. There was massage. There was
they had podiatrists, and they had dentists and hygienists.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Quite a wide range.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the Crisis at Christmas Centre do so much more than just provide food and shelter. They offer healthcare advice and housing, like you said, jobs, support on CVs, and most of all, it's like a sense of community and fun. I mean, there was people playing games and bingo,
and there was music
because
there was a problem with the sound, and myself and another chap they sent us out because they couldn't get the sound for the musicians, so we kind of went there and sorted out the sound or that kind of thing, and then there was musicians playing live. One thing I really liked there was the atmosphere. Was it's quite a calming atmosphere. I mean, there were so many people there, and it was really calming. And I remember initially when I thought about doing it, volunteering, I was thinking, oh, gosh, 10 till 7, gosh, that sounds like a long day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
but when I kind of met people like yourself, and you were there, for how many days were you there?
I was there for 2 days.
Yeah, two days. And there were people there, from the very beginning.
Absolutely,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, the people that work at Crisis, they do that 365 days a year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you look at it like that, it's like, I mean, a couple of days, really.
Did you feel the positive vibe? Everybody was.
I did.
Everybody was just happy
and
smiling.
And one of the things as well, a lot of young people like yourself.
Yeah,
like you. A lot of young people there. Do you know what I mean? Which I was really, really impressed with. Do you know what I mean? And I met a lot of the volunteers. I was asking them, you know, so why are you here? You know what I mean? And some of them were sort of like transitioning in terms of their personal lives, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So, it was enlightening. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
In that whole day, it was
definitely
really enlightening.
So, if anyone wants to get involved and find out where they can actually get the information or sign up for Crisis, you will just need to go to
If they can go to anyone wants to get involved, you can find the details on allthews.crisis.org.uk.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.